Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soucy.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soucy. This podcast is also available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Well, friends, a big week because Christmas, of course, is coming up this weekend. So there's a couple of new films I'm going to talk to you about in a little bit that are opening in theaters, well, select theaters this weekend. Some shameless plugging. I'm going to get to the Indiana Film Journalists Association awards in a little bit. We announced those on Monday. I'm one of the founding members of the Indiana Film Journalists Association. Happy to do that. Over at the Film Yap, you can see some audio and video of Yap versus Yap, where fellow critic Christopher Lloyd and I talk about the Joel Coen film, The Tragedy of Macbeth. I'll give you a hint. I liked it more than he did. And it's not opened in Indy yet. It's opening, I think, in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles on Christmas Day. It'll get to us eventually. But they put it out this week, so you can go check that out. I'm going to talk about The Tragedy of Macbeth when it actually opens in Indianapolis. But that's the show here. Okay, the Indiana Film Journalists Association, we had our big awards meeting over the last weekend, and we announced it via press release and other good stuff on Monday. And I'm going to wait until, I don't know if I'm going to reveal my ballot, but probably next week's show I'll do my top 10 of the year, because you're supposed to do that. It's the one list I actually do. So according to the IFJA, this year's Best Film Award goes to Mass and the runner-up Drive My Car. And then we have eight finalists listed alphabetically, and those are Annette, The Card Counter, Come On, Come On, Coda, The Green Knight, The Last Duel, Pig, and The Power of the Dog. Congratulations to them. Our best animated feature was Flea, with our runner-up being Luca. Our best foreign language film, Drive My Car, with the runner-up being Lamb. In our best documentary, we selected Kurt Vonnegut, Unstuck in Time, with the runner-up being Procession. Best original screenplay went to Fran Kranz for Mass. Runner-up, Mike Mills for Come On, Come On. For best adapted screenplay, I'm just going to butcher it. I'm sorry. Ritsuki Hamaguchi and Takamasa Oi for Drive My Car. And then runner-up was Nicole Halifaxer, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon for The Last Duel. Sorry about that as well. For the pronunciation, not the awards or the runner-up. Best director, Jane Campion for Power of the Dog. Runner-up, Fran Kranz for Mass. Best actress, Kristen Stewart for Spencer. Hey, Stacy. Runner-up, Jodie Comer for The Last Duel. Best supporting actress, Gabby Hoffman for Come On, Come On. Runner-up, Ariana DeBose for West Side Story. Best actor, Oscar Isaac for The Card Counter. Runner-up, Nicolas Cage for Pig. For best supporting actor, winner is Troy Custer for Coda. Runner-up, Jason Isaacs for Mass. Best vocal/motion capture performance. The winner is Olivia Colman for The Mitchells vs. the Machines. Runner-up, Tom Hardy for Venom, Let There Be Carnage. For best ensemble acting, selected was Mass. Runner-up, The Humans. For best musical score, the winner was Johnny Greenwood for The Power of the Dog. Runner-up, Hans Zimmer for Dune. Breakout of the year, the winner goes to writer and director Fran Kranz for Mass, and runner-up Michael Sarnowski, the director and co-writer of Pig. Our original Vision Award, the winner goes to Annette, the runner-up to Titan. And our Edward Johnson Ott Hoosier Award, one winner, no runner-up, Kurt Vonnegut, Unstuck in Time. So congratulations to all the films and the artists there. You can go to IndianaFilmJournalist.com for all the fun info about us and the awards and the organization. So there you go. Congrats to all of them. Yep. Next week we'll talk about my top 10 films of the last year. Okay. Opening in theaters this weekend is the comedy Red Rocket, the new film from writer-director Sean Baker. He gave us American Honey and The Florida Project. I like The Florida Project. I think it's Sean's best film so far. This is the story of a former porn star who is down on his luck. He moves out of L.A. back to his small Texas City, Texas Gulf Coast hometown with his tail between his legs, poster, and trying to get his life back in order when he is pleasantly distracted by a young donut shop employee who goes by Strawberry, played by Susanna Sahn. Simon Rex plays Mikey, the actor who's back in town, doing what he can to hustle to get himself back to Los Angeles. The Sean Baker films, I found American Honey fascinating, and The Florida Project, because it taps into a certain world and demographic that one generally, at least, I try not to hang out at, basically. American Honey has that fascinating look at the people who travel from a bus and going from city to city, selling you just BS magazine subscriptions and the lifestyle they have. The Florida Project, of course, was the people who not only who live in a motel and trying to make ends meet. And it has a very naturalistic look. Sean Baker is known for using locals and non-actors, and he does that well in this. And it's a motor mouth performance from Simon Rex, who's done a number of things when it comes to TV and music and film. Not the greatest guy you want to spend time with, but that's, I think, part of the point. And trust me, I love crime dramas and crime comedies, and but there is something about the performance. It must be that effective that you just want to shake this guy like a British nanny. But uncomfortable at times, funny at times. It's for me, it leans more toward American Honey than it does The Florida Project. I had more sympathy for the kids in The Florida Project, I guess. But this one has that kind of uncomfortable feel with American Honey. Some folks are going to like this more than I do. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch this the second time. And man, it ends on a really ew feel. So if you enjoyed Florida Project and you enjoyed American Honey, like I said, I think this is more toward American Honey than Florida Project. But man, it's got a career performance for Simon Rex. We'll see what he does next. And look for Susanna Sahn as Strawberry. But yeah, this is... And it also has I was telling a couple of other critics online, this is the type of film that would have been made in the 70s, where you have just an unpleasant lead in a character-driven role trying to just dig himself out of a hole, and it just skips. You just keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. A very 70s feel. So there's that. But, it might be a one-and-done. Just watch it, and then you'll not be able to watch it ever again. But that's Red Rocket. Also opening this week is The Lost Daughter, film directed and adapted by Maggie Gyllenhaal. Yes, that Maggie Gyllenhaal, the one of Nanny McPhee Returns, which is what the Socies watched last weekend. Yes, our daughter is back from college, visiting home from college over break, and we watched both Nanny McPhee films, one in Chicago, one here. That's the Socie house. Anyway, this is based on a novel and the film stars Olivia Colman, who's quite good in this, about a woman on vacation who becomes obsessed with another woman, a younger woman, and her daughter, object of her obsession is played by Dakota Johnson. A couple other familiar faces in this: Peter Sarsgaard, Maggie Gyllenhaal's husband. Ed Harris is in this as well, and it's all anchored by a really fine performance from Olivia Colman. If you look at the trailer and you read about the story that this film is, it could easily have dipped into Fatal Attraction territory, and it doesn't. It's all internal. There's a lot of inner turmoil, as I like to say. With I generally use that definition with Fellini, but it's a lot of Colman watching and thinking and calculating, not in a terrifying way, but it is in its own way. But it's not this is not a horror film. This is not a psychological thriller. It's a psychological drama. And like I said, it could have veered in that direction, and it doesn't. So, kudos. And part of it is you have solid performances from Olivia Colman, Dakota Johnson. Ed Harris shows up as a guy trying to get more friendly with Colman's character, and that doesn't quite happen. And it ends in a nice way. You sort of know how the shoe is going to drop, sort of like Red Rocket, except this one doesn't go down that path. So kudos to the film. Can't wait to see what else Maggie Gyllenhaal could do as a director and writer. So, that's opening this weekend as well, The Lost Daughter. So there's two that folks are talking about opening in theaters. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. All right, friends, grab a pencil. Let's find out what you've been watching over the past week. There's plenty out there. We start with John, who writes Nightmare Alley, Spider-Man No Way Home, Venom, and Venom Let There Be Carnage. And he adds the note, I do not recommend the last one. Okay. Dustin writes The English Patient, Shakespeare in Love, the TV movie version of Our Town from 2003, King Richard, and West Side Story. Catherine writes Spider-Man, No Way Home, and Get Back. David writes Spider-Man, Joe Bell, Jungle Cruise, Shang-Chi, Free Guy, and a documentary on the art of Dungeons and Dragons. The title escapes him. That's okay, David. Thank you. Eric writes A Mighty Win and the first part of Get Back. Rob writes, I just watched The End last night with Burt Reynolds and a hilarious Dom DeLuise. Yeah, that's Burt Reynolds directing. That's his second film. This was his follow-up to Gator, a dark comedy. Reynolds plays a man who finds out he's dying and has numerous failing attempts to kill himself. And, man, he pulled out some favors in this because you have folks like Carl Reiner, Dom DeLuise, Sally Field, Joanne Woodward, just a lot of folks in this. And Christy McNichol plays his daughter. And it's something different from Reynolds. And he never really did the dark comedy like this after The End. But it's an interesting footnote. And the fact that he also wound up doing more action films. And there's a couple action sequences for laughs. But they went down a dark path. And I like dark comedy. So there. Back to the list. Mary writes Room Service. Eric writes Kansas City Confidential from 1952. Mike writes Home Alone, It's a Wonderful Life, and Holiday Inn. Nancy writes The French Dispatch. Devin writes West Side Story and The Polar Express. And when I mention West Side Story, I'm talking about the more recent one, just so there's that clarification. And I don't have to say No Way Home every time I say Spider-Man. Anyway, Tony says Spider-Man, Arrival, Train to Busan, John Wick, and Loving Vincent. Okay, Khalif. Khalif asks, why, Mr. Sosi, why? Why do you persist? Films are the temporary constructs of a feeble human intellect trying desperately to justify an existence that is without meaning or purpose. I had to do the Matrix trilogy to prepare myself. The question is, Mr. Sosi, did you see it? No. Thanks, Khalif. Paula writes, I don't watch many movies, but I did watch The Unforgivable on Netflix, which Khalif also deemed as excellent. I'm busting your chops, Khalif. Thanks, man. And yeah, the new Matrix film was open. I didn't see it, so I'm moving on. Steve writes, we rewatched the Matrix movies in anticipation of the upcoming sequel, and we told Carrie Ann Moss about your show. Thank you, Steve. Vin writes, I love Spider-Man. That's cool, but what'd you feel about that? He also liked the film. Daniel writes, A Dangerous Method, White Christmas, The Man Who Came to Dinner, Wife versus Secretary, The Dark Corner, Sublet, Nearest the Heaven, Walk on the Wild Side, The Apple Dumpling Gang, Lilith, Murder with Mirrors, The Bells of St. Mary, The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, The Damn Don't Cry, Being the Ricardos, Where There's Life, and Raffles. Thank you, Daniel. Judy writes, Going My Way, While You Were Sleeping, and Spider-Man 2. Molly writes, Spider-Man, No Way Home, and The Turning. Doug writes, Flying Down the Rio from 1933, I Was a Mail Order Bride, The Homecoming, A Christmas Story from 1971, the most recent Dune, and Spencer. Dylan writes, Muppet Christmas Carol, the Star Wars Holiday Special, A Carol for Another Christmas, and Ninja 3 The Domination. Way to go, Dylan! I just bought Ninja 3 The Domination. That's going out to my buddy Jeff Marker because Michigan beat Ohio State. And Pam, you should be lucky you're not seeing Ninja 3 The Domination. Jenny writes, The New West Side Story. I loved it. And Love Actually, I love that too. Thank you, Jenny. Nick Rogers writes, Spider-Man No Way Home, The Card Counter, Summer of Soul, Kurt Vonnegut Unstuck in Time, Benedetta, Encanto, The Gate, Pauline, Small Deaths, Lick the Star, Nyan, Die Hard, Elf, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and Not Another Teen Movie. Wow, that's a haul, Nick. David writes Elysium. Anthony writes La La Land, the 2011 Jane Eyre, the 1992 Wuthering Heights, the 2021 Mulan, and started Dr. Zhivago. Well, you posted a day ago, Anthony. Hopefully you finished it. Chris Lloyd of the Film Yap. He writes The Matrix Resurrections, Spider-Man, Lamb, Red Rocket, Riders of Justice, Coda, A Hero, The Worst Person in the World, Drive My Car, Pig, and probably a couple others I am forgetting. That's all right, Chris. We're kind of at that stage now. I'm at the stage where I've submitted my ballot. Now I'm just working on the end of the year stuff for my list. And there's still, unfortunately, about half a dozen or so movies that I just need to watch. So I know, friends, the struggle is real. John Krull. Hey, John. Spider-Man, No Way Home, Belfast, and No Time to Die. Corey writes, Closer, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and Aaron Brockovich. Wayne writes, Spider-Man, No Way Home, twice. Was it blatant fan service? Absolutely. And yet it was perfect in a dozen ways. Obviously, I'm a sucker for these universes, but I don't expect to get teary-eyed at an MCU movie. This had three big moments to like that. 5 stars all the way. Thank you, Wayne. Austin, Medium Cool Podcast, I swear we'll get to you. The original Nightmare Alley from 1947, No Sudden Move, Nightmare Alley from 2021, and The French Dispatch. Mario writes both volumes of Kill Bill. Sam writes Titan, Flea, Drive My Car, and Come On, Come On. I'm not going to write what you mistyped. We already talked about that. Thanks, Sam. You're a sport. Craig writes Get Back. Stephanie writes A Boy Named Christmas. Ken writes, My son talked me into watching Talladega Nights last night. My IQ dropped 15 points. Let me try reading this again, because reading's a skill. Ken writes, My son talked me into watching Talladega Nights last night. My IQ dropped 15 points 5 minutes in. And then I saw Bob Jenkins in the movie. Whew, back to normal, shake and bake, first and last time. Okay, Ken, clean up your writing a little bit, but yeah, you didn't like it. I got it. Jed writes, I watched the 1945 horror anthology Dead of Night. Was a great watch. Alan writes, Belfast. Angela writes, Oblivion and Lamb. Or did you mean Lamb? Sarah writes, Bridget Jones's Diary, Christmas Vacation, 8-Bit Christmas, The Grinch, Home Sweet Home Alone, and obviously lots of Christmas themes. Thank you. Cassie writes, Die Hard. Lou Harry writes a bunch of them. I won't mention them all except the shot from the stage production of Hindle Wakes that is streaming from the Mint Theater, an unexpected delight. Yes, and thank you for, I guess, not mentioning all the films you watched on the Grab a Pencil portion of the film show, Lou. Amy writes Unforgivable on Netflix. Jamie writes The Santa Claus. Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July. Rudolph's Shiny New Year. Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol. And Muppet Christmas Carol. Pat writes Spider-Man No Way Home. And tonight, possibly Nightmare Alley. Jay writes One Magic Christmas, Muppet Christmas Carol, The Sound of Music, and The Wizard of Oz. Michelle writes It's a Wonderful Life, then started Jingle All the Way, but remembered 5 minutes in that I've seen it and didn't want to waste any more time than 5 minutes of my life on it again. Well, I'm glad you figured that out, Michelle. John writes This Thing of Ours, not a great mob movie for the casual fan, but a must-see for mob fanatics. Frank Vincent, Jimmy Kahn, Vinnie Pastore, and Johnny Mnemonic, as awesomely bad and indulgent as I remember. John, I was at my first newspaper job in Attica, Indiana, and I saw this at a multiplex up in Lafayette. Bob, you know the one. And yeah, that was the last time I saw it. So that's like 1994. And yeah, I'm not sure if I'm ready to return to it. If I have some pizza and a few beers, maybe. Kurt writes, Spencer in the Cinema, meet me in St. Louis for our Belle Trace Saturday film. Thank you, Kurt. And Drinks with Dee Dee, that's a fun podcast, whether I'm on it or not. Lily writes, 2 Days in the Valley and Jungle Cruise. Rachel writes, 8 on the Lamb, The Shakiest Gun in the West, Jack Frost, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Rachel, which Jack Frost? Bet you didn't know there's another one, did you? Look it up. Alice writes, Black Widow. I really liked it. It is 99% an action scene, which some days is exactly what I want. I don't think it's 99%, Alice. 75 at most, but thank you. Paul writes, watched A Hard Day's Night last night after an off-the-cuff comment by one of the Beatles in Get Back that the two projects were similar. Turns out he was right. Thank you, Paul. Barbara writes, Unforgivable. Thought it was sort of predictable, but good. James writes, all the preceding Spider-Man movies. Okay, thank you. Christian writes, Spider-Man No Way Home, of course. Not necessarily of course, Christian. There's other movies out there. Scott writes, watched a powerful older movie, so much depth and emotion in it, The Magic of Belle Isle. I do remember seeing that, Scott. Thank you. Tracy Foreigner, Employee of the Month, Arctic Dogs, Claws, Spookily, and The Christmas Kittens, and Encanto. Oh, Spookily and The Christmas Kittens, that's one title. Don writes, Unforgivable and Power of the Dog. Kathy writes, Nutcracker Ballet with Macaulay Culkin. I remember the film version of that in the 90s. White Christmas, Meet Joe Black, and the Lonesome Dove Trilogy. Britt writes, White Christmas, Judge Dredd, that's the Stallone one, What's Love Got to Do with It, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Despicable Me, Despicable Me 2, Jingle Jangle, and The Polar Express. John writes, Elf, Moonstruck, and Christmas Vacation. Patty writes, Muppet Christmas Carol, The Verdict from 1946, We're No Angels, the 1950s version, The Unsuspected, and Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Robert Muggy writes, Swan Song, Asako 1 and 2, Happy Hour, and says, the latter is 5 hours and 17 minutes, but to me, well worth it. Thank you, Robert. Taylor writes Nightmare Alley, the new one, Captain Marvel, Red Notice, and The Things to Come. Melissa writes, just watched A Star is Born with Barbara Streisand. You didn't actually watch it with Barbara. You watched the film that Barbara was in called A Star is Born. I do that sometimes. Joe writes Scrooge from 1970, Beatles Get Back, The Man Who Invented Christmas, Santa Claus the Movie, and The Lost Battalion. Mark writes, Ghostbusters was a blast, a well-made continuation of the original, not a thready knockoff pot boiler. Cameos by the original cast members were great. French Dispatch was the best movie I've seen in ages. Definitely bound to be a cult classic. There were so many times I looked at it, my wife, and said, did they actually say that? And we giggled. Lots. worth seeing twice because it's so dialogue rich. Mark, I liked it. I didn't love it. And maybe over time I will watch it a second time. And I know there are some filmmakers, and I think Wes Anderson's one of those where I keep the bar mentally very high for him. So, but a disappointing Wes Anderson is still better than most of the stuff that's out there. So there you go. Lila writes, it took several days, but finally finished Get Back and loved it. White Christmas, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and tonight it's the yearly viewing of Auntie Mame. Way to go, Lila. Have a martini for me. Glenn writes, Spider-Man Far From Home. And Glenn, I'm done reading you writing about Dune. Watch something else. I know you're not watching it every week, or prove that you are, but I'm cutting you off. Darren writes, Diamonds Are Forever, the 50th anniversary. Gary writes, Avengers Age of Ultron, Marvel's The Avengers, Shaun of the Dead, Spider-Man No Way Home, and the original King Kong. Bob writes, Spider-Man No Way Home and The King's Man. Missy writes, West Side Story. Daniel writes, Spider-Man, excellent choice. Best Marvel movie in a while and easily the best Spider-Man in the history of that franchise. Joshua writes, Being the Ricardos. Rachel writes, Spider-Man. Kay writes, The Power of the Dog and The Unforgivable. Joan writes, Dreamgirls. Way to pull that one out, Joan. That was one Emma could watch every day. And she did for a while, so that's cool. Connor writes, Spider-Man. William writes, Emperor, Power Rangers, Warcraft, Overcomer, and Trouble with the Curve. Cassandra writes, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Todd writes, Spider-Man, Freaky Friday from 1976, and Blackbeard's Ghost. Carrie writes, all the Spider-Man movies from Tobey Maguire through No Way Home. Richard writes, Home for the Holidays and Red Notice. Michael writes, 6 Minutes to Midnight. Randy writes, Part 3 of Get Back and Best of Show. John writes, Spider-Man with my 17-year-old son had so much fun. Jackie writes, Scanners. Lisa writes, Blindside and The Lost Boys. Juliet, working on the Indigenous film plus online. Thank you. Pamela writes, Old. Doug writes, Wind River, Montfort the Chickasaw Ranger, The Unforgivable, and Red Notice. Amy writes, she didn't write. She just posted a photo from The Money Pit. Mark writes, Power of the Dog, Sound of Music, Goodfellas, and Going My Way. Moveen writes, West Side Story, Belfast, Last Time I Saw Paris, Center Stage, The Met, and On Broadway. Andra Faye writes, Red Notice. Terry writes, I Wake Up Screaming, Private Property, The Anderson Tapes, No Way Out, 1950, Bird Box, Sature, Angel Face, Mr. Jealousy, and The Devil's Disciple. Jason writes, Being the Ricardos, Maid, West Side Story, and The Tree That Saved Christmas. Allison writes, Free Guy and Jungle Cruise. Kathleen writes, Wizard of Oz and Unforgettable. Mindy writes, Tom Waits Under the Influence, Bruckner's Fifth Symphony, and Cover Up. Amber writes, 8-Bit Christmas with Neil Patrick Harris. It's nostalgia for those 80s kids. And finally, Jay writes, some micro-budget indie film called Spider-Man No Way Home. Thank you, Jay. And there you go, friends. That's what you've been watching this week. A couple other titles that the Socies have been watching. As I mentioned, Emma got on a Nanny McPhee kick, so we watched the first one in Chicago, and we watched the second one when we got back home. Forgot about the number of bench players, known English actors coming off the bench in those pictures. Finally got around to Belfast, kind of Kenneth Branagh's Hope and Glory, piece of childhood nostalgia done in black and white for the most part. Good, not great, which means it'll probably get Best Picture nominations. And I finally showed. So here's the dilemma. If those of you who are longtime Film Sociology listeners, you know Emma's been a part of the show in one way, shape, or form. And the last couple of years, especially during COVID, trying not to force films down my family's throats. But I was able to talk them into watching The Flamingo Kid. And that's just a darling little picture. For a few reasons. One, it gave me flashbacks to when I turned 15 in December of 1984. My brother had his first child. They were living in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. So my mother and her dear friend and I went down during Christmas break. And while they were taking care of the new baby, I was going to a lot of movies just to get the 15-year-old out of their hair. And one of the films I saw was The Flamingo Kid. And for me, it's one of my favorite cinematic Valentines to The Summer Job. I would put Adventureland in the same category. And also the fact that Matt Dillon finally got to do comedy. You have to remember, early in his career, he had Over the Edge, or On the Edge, My Bodyguard, and Tex, and he had already done The Outsiders and Rumblefish, so just, you know, kind of heavies and bullies, and the fact that he, you know, is kind of a schlub trying to find his way and got to do some nice comedy. And you also had, you know, Richard Crenna, Jessica Walter. This was probably the big selling point for Emma, because she got to see the turning point in the side-eye career of Jessica Walter. Janet Jones, that's for me. Richard Crenna, Branson Pinchot, Fisher Stevens have small roles in this, as do Leon. And it was just a fun evening with the Soci trio. So I'm hoping we keep the high average going when it comes to family cinema watching. All right, friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There's plenty out there. Next week's Film Sociology, I'll do my best films of 2021, and we'll see what else happens. And we'll find out what you've been watching over the holiday weekend. So I hope you have a great holiday, no matter what, how you celebrate, or where you celebrate, or who you celebrate with. Be nice. Be safe with each other out there. There's another storm coming in one way, in shape or form. Now, I do also want to raise a glass to actress Sally Ann Howes, who passed away last week. She's best known, of course, as Truly Scrumptious from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That's, of course, one of Mrs. Soci's nicknames. But it's also Christmas week, and I said I would do this. This is kind of a Film Sociology Christmas tradition. Here's a duet between Beatrice Hart's, backed up by Hans Zimmer. Merry Christmas, December greetings, you know, positive December vibes, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Michigan.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it's to ride on a one-horse sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it's to ride on a one-horse open sleigh.
Yay!
Hey, jingle bells, jingle.